She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
There are certain times of the month where my family is hiding. I'll come home, I'll call for them. They don't answer, and usually it's because I have major PMS. So today, bye-bye PMS. Hello, better health all month, all year, and onwards with the fantastic, brilliant Ashley Coff, RD. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
It's great to have you on. All right, Ashley, so many of us struggle with PMS, and I notice now, I'm honest, in my mid-40s, it's gotten worse with perimenopause. So help us out. What can we do? Is it about what we eat, meditation, yoga? What is it? What can we do to help ourselves?
Yeah, and I like to, you know, I imagine we're mostly females thinking about this, but just for my males out there, I like to explain that, you know, if you had like severe indigestion from like, oh, you had a night out at the ball game and, you know, drank beer and ate hot dogs and it's the way that you feel the next day. If that happened to you every single month for at least a couple of days or a week, a month for decades, like you would understand why this impacts, you know, why we feel the way that we do. And I think that's a really important point. And actually that goes directly to my point of, you know, for the last 10 years working with patients, I would find that when I was working that people would be doing great, my female clients, you know, with their workouts, with eating right, and then boom, it was just, you could start to see the shift happen. And, you know, even for the ones that didn't fall apart, it was just so stressful now during that week to continue to do the things that I was asking them to do, whether it's we're trying to avoid gluten if somebody was, you know, working on that, or trying to not eat it later in the night, or trying to improve the quality of what they were having. And the interesting thing was so many of my patients were saying that they were trying things, like they would try to eat the foods that are good for your hormones, or that they would try to get more sleep, or they would try, you know, do all these things, and it wasn't working. So the real game changer here is that I think we need to understand what's actually happening during that time of the month. Your hormones are changing, and they're changing for a very important reason that we all know why that's happening. Our goal isn't to keep our hormones from changing, but we need to understand what that change is primarily doing. And that change is throwing off our digestion. So that's why I started with the analogy for my male clients, but it works for all of us, of thinking of indigestion, right? So what's happening is the constriction that's happening through the uterus, the hormones, you know, everything that's happening, it's throwing our digestion off. So all of the quote-unquote symptoms that we describe as it relates to PMS are actually a result of our digestion being thrown off course. So your cravings, you want more carbohydrates, you're feeling bloated, you have fatigue, you don't want anyone in your airspace, you don't, you know, you're all of these different things. That's actually all directly related to your digestion being thrown off. So the key and what we're going to talk about today is actually optimizing your digestion as a way to really, the game changer, to stay on track during that time of the month.
Which I love that you're saying that. And Lisa, Ashley and I were recently on a panel about digestion. So Ashley, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, it was very exciting. I got to meet Ashley, which I just absolutely fell in love with you, Ashley. I think you're awesome.
Likewise. And so let's, we had so much fun.
We did have a lot of fun. All right, so let's just kind of dive into what those, how do we help our digestion? How do we get it back on track?
Great. So I've actually created a dietary supplement that is called Bye-Bye PMS. So it's by Enzymedica, and this actually is a protocol that I've been using for a number of years. So for years, I have a trifecta that will of supplements that was helping women's digestion to be optimized. And those are digestive enzymes, which I know you love, magnesium, and then also your B6. And the interesting thing was, for years, I had three different supplements, and it was my advice was like, okay, make sure you take your B vitamin at lunchtime, make sure you take your digestive enzymes with every meal, and then take magnesium at night. And you know what? I wanted to punch myself in the face with those recommendations during PMS. I was like, you know, I don't want to be so complicated. This genius of Bye-Bye PMS is that in the last year, Enzymedica has gotten involved in with creating cultured, so they're easy on your digestive system, magnesium and B6. And so the great part is that those combined with the digestive enzymes, Bye-Bye PMS has all of those together. Now, it's not all about just the supplement, but I wanted to start with the supplement because what that does, what each of those nutrients do, so real quickly, magnesium is Mother Nature's muscle relaxant. And we know we need muscle relaxation during PMS because a lot of us have cramps. But what not many people understand is that that also goes to why we feel backed up. That also goes to our stress levels because magnesium goes inside our cells and turns down our fight or flight response. But in addition, the combination of that with digestive enzymes, and if you're not familiar with digestive enzymes, I call them your personal assistant for your digestive tract. So basically, they're doing like the extra chewing, and they're also, and it's very key for PMS, they're helping us because, I don't know about you, but for me, I want a little bit more carbohydrates or a little bit less good quality carbohydrates during PMS, or, you know, I might be having a little bit more fat because it helps me with my sugar cravings, which is a key tip. So when I'm having that, I want those personal assistants just to make sure that my digestive system, when everything gets broken down, it's just easier on the digestive system. And then B6 is great for mood and for energy. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Ashley. So basically, how do people take this supplement? Because I know when it comes to digestive enzymes, we want to take them around when we're eating or on an empty stomach for some other things. So tell us a little bit about how, because for those people who are listening might say, okay, great, but do I take it in the morning? Do I take it at night? How many times a day do I take it?
Yeah. And the good thing to know is that the larger bottle of this actually comes with a tip sheet in, the 7 tips also that help you with your diet, and it also comes with this explained on there, but I do want to go through that. And the distinction that you make is we never want to take digestive enzymes on an empty stomach. There are therapeutic enzymes that we take on an empty stomach, but digestive enzymes like these are meant to be taken with food. So the key thing is I don't usually feel that somebody needs them at breakfast unless they woke up so bloated and uncomfortable, then I'll have them take it with breakfast. But I do have you take them with lunch and then absolutely with dinner. Now, some people will say to me, well, I might have dinner or maybe, you know, I'm having a snack in the day or do I take it then? And you absolutely can. I've had people take as many as 9 of these capsules in a day just because they really, you know, especially if you're traveling and high stress, you know, 3 of them or 4 of them, like 2 with lunch and 2 with dinner, that'll work great for you. And then sometimes I throw in an extra one with a mid-afternoon snack. And the reason for that is that when you take them with food, as I said, those digestive enzymes are personal assistants for your digestive tract. You want them to actually be working on the food as you're consuming it. Now, sometimes people will say, after my meal, I still felt really bloated, even as much as a half hour or 45 minutes later, or it was getting worse. And sometimes I'll have people take another supplement at that point. The good thing, and this is the key piece, this is an all-natural, everything that I'm talking about here are things that belong in your body. Your body makes digestive enzymes, your body needs magnesium, it needs B6, so there really isn't an issue of overdoing it, and we're not putting anything into the body that's going to change the way the body functions the rest of the month. I even have people who use this as their normal source of magnesium and enzymes the rest of the month. So, you know, it's a focal point is for that week before your period, but it can be something that you can take at other times.
Yeah, you know, actually, I just have a quick question. We're almost out of time. What if your PMS is more like mine, where it's irritability and headaches, and I don't have the digestive issues? Is it still going to help me?
So the interesting thing is those are digestive issues. So your headaches and your irritability, remember, your serotonin receptor sites, your mood is starting in your gut, and your headaches, that tension is actually manifesting. You may not have uterine cramps, but your headaches are a result of that. So that magnesium is actually going to be relaxing and helping your headache. Now, the reason I include 7 other tips in there is because there are other food things, and I know we ran out of time, but you can get those on the blog at ashleytoprd.com, or certainly if you're purchasing the product, which you can do on Amazon, you can get it at your independent store, you know, wherever supplements are sold, or Whole Foods, or, you know, GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, et cetera.
I love that, Ashley. And I think what we should do, and I know you're going to come back on, I think we should do an entire segment really about digestion and the importance of digestion in our overall health. So you're awesome. We loved having you on the show today. Thank you. And you already gave out your website, which is great. And you can also follow Ashley on Twitter at Ashley Koff. I know we do, and we interact often. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.